Hey, this is Jessie, and you're listening to The Luminary, a collection of stories and conversations where we talk to our peers about how faith and their relationship with God has impacted the challenges they face in college. Today, I had the chance to talk to Karen, and we discussed how identity and how we shape the idea of ourselves is challenged when we come to college and are surrounded by all different types of people. We discussed the role of our faith in the culture that we identify with and about how our relationship with God defines our identity.
Yeah, the first one I think that comes to mind is the idea of identity. So this is actually a very recent thing from last fall semester. And so I think, so background, so the area where I grew up in was a small suburb of LA, and we were predominantly Asian American. And so my high school, so we had 1,000 people total, 150 people in my class. There were at most, I would say 5 white people, and wow, the rest were Asian American. And so I had just grown up with a lot of different cultures, all of my friends were also children of immigrants. Mm-hmm. And so I think I grew up very confident in myself in that way, in that identity. And so I never really questioned it until I got here. And I think even then I didn't really start questioning it that much. Because
when you say questioning it, what does that mean?
I think questioning my confidence in it. And even my pride in it. Yeah, I would say my freshman year, because the community that I had started going to was, it was called Asian University. Mm-hmm. So it was predominantly Asian American. And I think, part of me wanting to come to the East Coast was also to, branch out more, because I knew that the rest of America did not look 90% Asian. And so, but then somehow I just kind of, ended up there.
Yeah.
And they would talk a lot about, their experiences with identity as an Asian American, but I never really connected with them because a lot of them were from the East Coast and they grew up in very different situations for me. So they had kind of grappled with that their whole life and gone through phases where they tried to be more Asian or more American kind of thing, which is something I never really went through. And so I was this is not a problem for me kind of thing. But I think after joining Crew, which is predominantly white, I think I realized, or I was made more aware of that, of my identity as being different from others. But it was at Fall Retreat where we were talking about, I'm trying to think. We were just talking about, it was called One Story. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I've heard of it, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, so they had us do an activity where it was for Women's Time. They set up different stations, and it was kind of similar to this. It's they had these broad categories, and you kind of identified yourself. They had different placards of how you identify yourself. So family. So did you grow up in a big family, a nuclear family, mixed family, or something like that? And there was identity and culture. And it was going into it, I was I know what to expect from this. It's nothing super new. But I think just that combined with, the scripture that we read was really impactful for me.
What was that?
We looked at the story of the woman at the well, which had actually been brought up, several times in, different places for me that semester already. But I had never identified with the woman at the well. But as we were talking about it, in the context, it was I guess I can, identify as, the other or, the outsider. And so that kind of just hit me. And also,
how do you see her? How do you see her as the, outsider or in that story? To get a little bit of background of how you're thinking about the story.
Yeah. So, because we were talking about the significance of her being, I want to say she was a Samaritan.
Yeah.
A Samaritan woman, and how she was coming out to the well, in the middle of the day, at the hottest time, because nobody else was out, because she was, scorned. She
was an outcast.
Yeah, she didn't fit in, so she didn't want to see anyone there. And then she goes and she sees Jesus talks to her and approaches her, and the significance of Jesus, of God choosing the story to place into the Bible and showing how Jesus goes after the people that the rest of society maybe don't go after or approach.
So originally you didn't really feel like you identified with her at all, but like in this particular instance you did?
Yeah, I think because, I think it's funny. So because I'm pretty sure she might have been like a prostitute.
Or like she just had a bunch of husbands.
Yeah, like she had a, something like that.
She was just a playgirl or
something. Yeah. So I think, so that idea of like just someone who's like has a lot of sin that they feel like they can't overcome was what I originally like got from it. And I was like, like don't super identify. Like I know God has a lot of grace for me kind of thing. But yeah, and so I never really identified with that idea. Or even before, like, I think at Northway they were talking about, like, how she, like, left all of her things at the well, like, her water jug, and she, like, went back to tell the people. And so it was like, oh, like, that is the point of, like, the story, like, to tell us to, like, go out and, like, make disciples, you know, and, like, leave everything behind. But I never really thought of her identity in particular as, like, a foreigner. And so, yeah, in the context of Fall Retreat, stood out to me. And also I was asked to read a passage. It was like Psalm 139, in Chinese because they like asked a bunch of people to like say it in different languages and reading that aloud in Chinese, which I can't read Chinese very well.
So far.
Yeah. So I haven't read a lot of scripture in Chinese. My mom used to like read some of it to us, but we like couldn't really understand. So reading that aloud, I think, was just, like, that combined with what I was realizing through the scripture just kind of, like, hit me, like, how important my culture was to me and how I did, like, think a lot about, like, how other people might perceive me. And, yeah, I feel like at times that I have to, like, change my identity a little bit, you know, or, like, try to, like, fit in with other people. But, yeah, just realizing, though, through, like, that time that my identity is found, first and foremost, like, in the Lord and, like, as a daughter of Him and that, you know, like, He loves me, like, regardless of whether or not I feel like I fit into the stereotypes of, like, being Asian American because it's something that, like, I hate being what people expect me to be.
Totally feel like that. Yeah.
So I feel like I am I feel like the stereotype of an Asian American woman is, like, petite and, like, soft-spoken and, like, gentle and something like that. And I feel like a lot of ways I can appear that way and that just, like, will, like, irk me. But, yeah, so, like, things like that, just, like, overthinking how other people perceive me.
Yeah. And so I had the same exact experience, like, a lot of grappling with, like, who I am in terms of my ethnicity, and, like, I think a lot while I was there, I wished a lot that I was more Korean, because, like, all my friends were Korean in our international school, and then, like, coming back here, I look white, but then I didn't feel like that, and it was so difficult to feel like I was what other people expected me to be, but then in the inside I was like, no, I'm not. Like, like, I don't feel that way. And I also, like, wasn't able to make connections with people, the people who I felt, like, the most close to. So I totally get that. Like, just feeling like you want to break away from the stereotypes that people have. And it also just feels so, like, important somehow to, like, have that figured out. But then in the end, it's, like, the only thing, like, the one and the only thing that's important is, like, to be identified with in Christ. And, like, also to realize that he Jesus became outcast. And, like, he was also the one that people had stereotypes about all the time. Like, they're always confronting him about it too. Like, how dare you let your, like, disciples eat on the Sabbath? And, like, because they see him as, like, a Jewish male, like, on the Sabbath, like, he should definitely be doing these things. Like, but then his disciple, like, but he said, no, like, he came to sort of break down all of those stereotypes. But when it's, like, you who have to, like, follow through or sort of, like, represent that breaking away from stereotypes, it's just so much more difficult. Like, oh, this is, like, so unexpected.
That's true. I never thought of, Jews being not what people expected, like, as his identity as, like, a Jewish male. That's really interesting.
It's interesting because it's almost like, how could the God of the universe be born? Like, it doesn't matter who he, like, it almost, like, seems like it would be better if he, like, became something otherworldly because, like, he's not constrained to an ethnicity or, like, a gender or, like, you know, and we build so many constructs. Like, it almost seems like it would be better if God, like, came down as, like, an angel or something yeah. like mystical, because yeah. we don't have any conceptions of what that should be.
Yeah.
But the fact that he did choose to come down as this very specific type of person, I'm sure, like, had all types of challenges, like people constantly expecting him to do things, and then him having to be like, no, you guys are thinking
yeah.
crazy, why are you always like building walls, like where we should be like openly accepting, just understanding each other. But I definitely feel that like need to almost like have a space that I should occupy almost in terms of like my culture and stuff like that. It's really difficult though. You have to confront it all when you come to college too.
It's
like when I was back with my family, so much easier.
You can just do whatever, you know. They'll like accept you for whoever you are.
And exactly.
I think that's like a big part of like community too, and like realizing that they'll accept you for who you are is like a big thing that you learn in college. That like if people really love you, then like, it doesn't really matter, like, if you fit into a box or not.